Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Vibes Live Exclusive. My theme song is not showing up. Give me just a second. Yeah. Hold on. Give me just a second. We're going to start this again. Call, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Give me just a second. I seem to be having some technical difficulties, and we're going to get started right now with the Vibes Live Exclusives.
No problem.
You got Robin Lynn keeping it live, and I'm not the only one. We are here today in the Vibes Live Exclusive talking about COVID-19. Yeah, we're going to talk about that, Rona, how it impacts the music business. And I've got music executive Michael Neely is in the house, and Boss Lady J is going to be in the house with us. Boss Lady J, if you are on the line, press 1, because I can't tell which one is you. And Michael, how are you doing, Michael? Are you here?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome, awesome. All right, there's Boss Lady J. Okay, all right, so we are here. Welcome, Boss Lady J. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I am awesome. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing great. Thank you so much for joining us on this very, very important discussion. I want to introduce you to Michael Neely. Mr. Neely is a music executive, 30 years now, a former A&R at Def Jam. And where are you at currently, Mr. Neely?
I'm scheduled to go over to Murder, Inc.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Wow. And congratulations. Yes. And Boss Lady J, Mr. Neely, Michael, this lady right here, she is, are you a lyricist? Is that what I would call you? Or a writer?
I mean, I'm a writer. As far as lyricist, I don't know what, I don't know. I just know I like to write, and I'm good at it.
Yeah, she's really good. She'll be coming up. She's a fan favorite at the Hilltop Radio Show, and she'll be coming in here turning everybody up and on with her prose. I got that right. Prose. You didn't know I knew anything about that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be real interesting to see what some of your perspectives are on how COVID-19 is impacting the music business. Michael, right off the top, what are some of the things that you're observing immediately or most drastically, some of the most drastic changes that some of the artists have had to maybe change?
Well, some of these artists are doing things like, I think it's stupid and the industry thinks it's stupid. They're making songs about COVID-19. Which to me, that means you want to benefit off of the sorrow of others. That's not a good look. And they're trying to drop, during the COVID issue, all it did is, to the industry, is slow us down. It didn't stop us. It just slows us down and makes us think more. But a lot of these artists are dropping song after song every 2 days. And the label, you'll see it at the end of the year. A lot of these artists are going to lose their major deals because the label's not making money. If the label's not making money, then we know the artist ain't making money. I'm dealing with an issue now where an artist dropped a total of 12 albums in 2 months.
I don't have words. Like, why?
This is what we see. He dropped 12 albums in 2 months. 12 now. Okay. He keep on social media talking about he's got labels wanting to buy his catalog. But the problem is, in order for the label or anybody to buy somebody's catalog, that catalog has to be making money.
Okay.
Michael Jackson's catalog makes money. Diana Ross's catalog makes money. So I went back and did the analytics on all these 12 albums he dropped. Now, he dropped 12 albums in, I think, 2 months. And he hasn't grossed over $50.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
Wow. So then,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. But then what?
It just looks, the label sees it now. You know what I mean? Now that we're slowing down, we get to pay attention to a lot more. I see a lot of idiots trying to make records, me personally. Everybody wants to be a rapper. Everybody wants to be an R&B singer. But nobody wants to be a good music maker or a good producer. We see that, a fluctuation of that. We see a fluctuation of artists now dropping singles like people, like Raindrops, you know, every hour or every so many days they want to drop a single, you know, two singles a day for 30 days. But the problem you're having is it doesn't matter how many songs you drop, especially when you're not putting no money behind it to push the song. I mean, we watched an artist, my team from Capitol Records, from Universal, and from Warner. We watched this artist get his stimulus check first. He bragged about it all over social media. Him and his girl bragged about it. He had a good record. You would have think, I got the stimulus check. I'm going to put some money behind my record so I can get reoccurring funds. Instead, him and his girl had a weed party.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I don't mean to be rude. There's not that much friendship in the world for me to spend, was it $2,500, $3,000 stimulus check? Buy weed, invite a bunch of people to come to my house and smoke for free.
And everybody on the blunt right now, nah, I ain't trying to catch that Rona. No, thank you.
So it just gets bad. I see things when it comes to the industry that most people don't see.
Yes.
They all think, I'm a rapper. I make hit records. You can't make, in order for you to make a hit record, When you go gold, that's a hit record. When you go platinum, that's a hit record. Just because you put out records mm-hmm. doesn't mean they're a hit.
Mm-hmm. Michael, I want to take a second to welcome DJ Sean to the line. I saw your hand raised, so that's why I brought you in. DJ Sean, he's the man responsible for everything over here at Hilltop Radio Show, and it was very nice to let me have my slot on Saturday night all up on his joint. You have anything you'd like to ask, Sean?
Yeah, first of all, man, it's an honor to meet you. My pleasure that Robin has you on. Second of all, boy, brother, you are preaching tonight. Thank God someone else is on here that knows what the hell, that knows the business, these indie artists. Oh, I dropped this, I dropped that. Why are you dropping so many songs for? Your first song, you're not even letting nobody marinate, but everything that you're saying, everything that you're preaching tonight, man, I love it because you're telling the truth. A lot of them think, you know, just because they drop in albums that it means something. But if you're not making money from it, there's no meaning behind it. And they brag it on social media, you know, stupid stuff. None of them don't have a budget. I love what you're saying tonight, man. And I'm going to go back and listen to this show again.
I mean, but it's true. You get these artists, they want to promote their song all over the free site, but then they get mad when they don't make money. In order for you to make money, you got to spend money. You know, even give a DJ, do business with the DJ, such as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do business. You may not have a budget of $1,000 or $3,000 for the month, but say, hey, you know, make a deal with the DJ. Maybe he'll say, hey, I'll do this record. I hope you break this record for $100 or whatever it may be. But at least you're getting the record pushed. A lot of these people, and this is another thing I see, they submit their record to any radio station they can get without knowing the genre of that station. Like, why would you send a rock station a rap song?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's not their genre. Why would you send country radio a rap song? That's not their genre. They're not going to play it. You know,
Jimmy, I wonder why it's not getting played.
Right. I had one person, I made a music video and it's going to get played on BET. How much did you pay? He told me $75. I said, then you didn't pay BET.
Right.
Hell no.
Stephanie,
several hundred, maybe.
Yeah, no, the cheapest you can get it, and it's called a spot. It's not a video is not going to get played. It's a spot. That's $10,000.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
and
right.
And then I've dealt with managers to tell me, sir, you're not in the business as long as I'm in. How long you been? I've been in this business 5 years. Okay, so you've been in it 5 years. I started out with Chris Cross. Who else was it? Chris Cross, Naughty by Nature. When Bone Thugs and Harmony was Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mm-hmm. That's when I started. So you've been in 5 years. You have an artist that just dropped a record. Let me show you how smart we are in the industry. Your record dropped on Monday. Or it went public Monday. Because labels drop records every Friday. So you started promoting it on a Monday with zero. Tuesday, you end up from zero from Monday. Tuesday, you end up with 56,000 streams.
Yeah. How?
But looking at your analytics, you have
no way in hell.
So how did you get 56,000 streams? Then I went on his SoundCloud because his manager was kind of doggish, and I put his manager in his place. Well, you know, we got over 90 million plays on SoundCloud. I said, you got 90 million plays and only 13 comments.
Right.
Looking at the date on these comments, they all happen within the within the day of the drop of this song you put on SoundCloud.
Yep.
And I said, let's do the math. 90 million people heard this song and all you got is 13 comments?
And none of them are negative. They're all good, positive comments. There is no way in God's green earth you got 90 million plays on this song. Mm-hmm. 90 million now. So, you know, it's just, go ahead.
I'm with you on that one, brother. Peach, preach it.
Boss Lady J, what do you have to chime in hearing all of this mess?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of mess. I feel like as far as the whole COVID thing, how it has taken effect on the music industry, I'm not there yet, but I do see a lot of the same things as far as content and, like he said, I have all these streams, but only so many comments on your music, mm-hmm. or oversaturating, dropping a mixtape every month when we haven't even digested the first mixtape, or we don't even know who you are, or you're a local artist, but you're dropping all these mixtapes, and you're, you know, every time I turn around, your status says, oh, the wait is over. Who was waiting? I don't even know what you're doing. So it's just a lot of rushing, a lot of rush material, a lot of rush projects, and the content sounds the same, and it's just, instead of you capitalizing on this COVID-19, taking this break, writing, going over your material, getting a good game plan, you're just using social media not so much in the right way. Your social media has a very good impact if you use it properly, is what I can say. Mm-hmm. But if not managed properly, you're wasting your time.
Oh, I got one for you.
Do you perform live? Oh, go ahead.
I have an artist. Well, he's not my artist. I keep going after his manager because his manager's a dick. Excuse my language. This is an artist now. He has no gold records. Every CD cover he puts out is a picture of him on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Every single CD. One. He puts his name out as being an icon, a legend, right? And a major celebrity. I said, in order for you to be an icon, you have to do something great. In order for you to be a legend, you have to leave a legacy. First of all, your track record is not a legacy. It looks like trash. Your management team don't, well, you know, it's my girlfriend. Well, then she needs to stick with being a girlfriend. Because she's a manager.
Please,
and
tell them.
If she carries her business, her relationship as her business, then I see why you're doing what you're doing. You know, the industry wants good music. The industry wants something that can make a crowd stop and listen. Because I travel all over, and I got to the point where everybody on that stage sounds the same. They want to rap about drugs, violence, and gangs. They all want to wear their pants hanging off their ass and grab themselves like they got a hit record. That's, to me, is I did in a virtual event last week. This lady said she was the female version to Lil Wayne. So I was like, okay, go ahead, do it. She came out with a shirt that looked like it was too small. I mean, too small, like for a 2-year-old. she bragged about herself being 36. She had shorts on that would look like if she moved, she would have busted the shorts. And she sounded like somebody just kicked her in her gut. But this is what people want to see. But music needs to be what is real. And as this COVID thing is, to me, it should make you stop and think, like the young lady said, and fix all the problems for your song to be successful and great. Don't rush to put it out there. Don't rush to say, oh, I got a hot song. You can't say it's hot if nobody heard it.
Right.
And your friends, they're going to say it's hot because they ain't got to pay for it, and you're going to give them money to go kick it at a bar. That doesn't count.
Wow. Boss Lady J. Go ahead, DJ. Go ahead.
I just want to say Mr. Neely, man, everything that you're saying tonight, I always say on my Monday shows. Real talk. If you don't, you got your homeboys are going to get the music. They're going to tell you how hot the song is until it gets on the radio and then it sounds like shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get
it. Tell them about your show.
Oh, I will. And no one doesn't want to create a budget for themselves. They want everything done for free. Just like you said earlier, in order to make money, you got to spend money. And if you don't have a budget, why, you know what I mean, why waste people's time?
You're not
such
ready.
Yourself
you're not
and
ready.
DJs such as myself. There you go.
Yeah, you're not ready. Okay. Uh-huh.
What I do on Mondays, Mr. Neely, is I showcase artists. I bring in industry, real industry DJs such as myself. I bring in other radio station personalities, and I bring in label executives, from the industry as well. And we bring artists in from all over the United States and the world, and we showcase their talent. And they get constructive criticism the real way it's supposed to be done, live broadcast on the radio. And we pretty much break it down. If the beat needs to be fixed, it needs to be fixed. If the beat sounds like something from YouTube, we'd let them know. You know, that's a YouTube beat. If you need to go back and work on your voice and, work on how to interview, we let them know that as well, too. So, yeah, that's what we do on Monday nights. Every Monday night, yep.
And that's not all. Tell him what else you do. He's being modest. We just had Butch Dale and whoever else was all up in here. Lakeside, man.
Oh, yeah, I bring.
Boss Lady,
yeah, I bring back. Yeah, I bring back artists. yeah, I bring back artists from back in the day and, I bring back artists from back in the day, and and they have a platform on my show as well too. I mean, last week I had Lakeside, and then we've had Howard Hewitt, we've had Butch Dale, we've had
the guy from Fly and the Family Stone, and
Rusty. I bring back those guys and artists and female artists as well. We've had shows, Loose Ends. I had a live broadcast from them from Germany. We just had Christine Wiltshire. We had her on from Amsterdam, and I do that as well too. And talk about Murder Inc. Real quick. I DJed Ja Rule and Fat Joe concert when Ja Rule came home up in Jamaica, Queens at the resort. So I had a chance to meet and interview Ja Rule, that night at the concert. So I'm pretty much familiar with the industry as well, too. So it's nice meeting you, Mr. Neely, as well. Yeah.
You too.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to throw this out there real quick. I'm quite sure you know Rick Robinson.
Yes.
Robinson.
Yes, sir.
I'm one of his A&Rs in the DMV in the Carolinas for him, for IMG.
When you speak to Rick Robinson, ask him about a Michael Neely.
Oh, I will. I will.
I'm gonna call him and ask him right now. Hold, please.
And,
y'all ain't the only folks knowing folks either. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Rick comes on the show,
but
too.
But I'm going to say right now, shout out to DJ Sean.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wrestling about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Rick comes on the show as well, too, when he can, as executive. So maybe one Monday night that you're free, we'd love to have you as well.
No problem.
Rick is a powerful person.
Oh, yeah, that's my big brother, man. I've been with him
now
almost 10 years. Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my big brother,
okay,
man.
Y'all, we're going to finally hear from Boss Lady J. Boss Lady J is one awesome lady, and she has pros that will, well, I'm just going to let her say it, and it will speak for itself. Tell everyone where we can find your works, and then if you would, please share something with us, would you?
Okay. Well, you can find my work on memoirsofaboss.wordpress.com. You can always find it on Facebook as well at Brittany Boss Lady Johnson. So, again, you can find me on memoirsofaboss.wordpress.com and then on Facebook, Brittany Boss Lady Johnson. And you can follow me on Instagram at DopeSoul84. And I don't know if, Wes, if you heard, I did a snippet. I don't know if you, I can't remember if you were there, Robin, but I know Sean, I think he heard it also, but I don't know if you were there or not. But I'm going to give you a piece that I wrote called Changing the Narrative. I'm going to switch it up for you tonight.
Okay.
And this piece, again, can be found on memoirsofaboss.wordpress.com. How to improve the quality of life for yourself, your family, and your community. Three simple things, right? Only thing is, equality, no quality of life was taught to me. As I got older, I had to research and figure out what the pursuit of happiness really means. As a black woman or person, they only taught us a few things. You see, good credit and two-parent homes, they were strange things. And like they said, if you want to hide something from us, put it in a book. That's how they hide most things. To improve the quality of your life for yourself, your family, and your community, I would suggest find out who you are and trace back your melanin, and it will open up a number of things. You see, reading books and traveling outside of your comfort zone, and sometimes you have to leap so that you can gain wings. If you never take that jump, then how will you end up where you're supposed to be? Pass down knowledge and land instead of material things. Listen to motivational speakers before bed, and as you wake up, you can get a head start on certain things. They say in the black community, never seek counseling. That won't help you with anything. So how do we break generational curses if we never heal from traumatic things? They say what goes on in my house stays in my house, so therefore keep quiet about toxic things. We rely on prayer to fix it all, but sometimes we need to seek another source so we can get a grip on reality. As a community, we need help, but who wants to heal the little boy who seeks the block or little girl who turns to promiscuity? So how do we improve the quality of life for ourselves, our families, or even our community? What happens to It Takes a Village? What happens to Each One, Teach One? What happens to No Child Left Behind? It's simple. There are too many chiefs and not enough Indians. So that makes for higher crime. As a black mother of both black boys and a black girl, I have to change the narrative, expose them to more, and remind them of their crime. I have to teach them about debits and credits. It's my job to show them more than expected. It's up to me to expand their vernacular and not wait for the school system so they get what's sought after. Changing the quality of life for your family and your community, it starts in the home. Changing the quality of your life for your family, yourself, and your community is something that's going to take a village. I'm only one person. I can change the quality of life for myself and my family. But when we become a village again and reconstruct our community? And again, that piece is called Changing the Narrative.
Yeah, I like that. She is a fan favorite over here at the Hilltop Radio Show. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Mr. Neely?
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. You made me nervous. Mm-hmm. I stumbled at the end. I was like, oh, my God, you made me nervous. Even though you're on the phone, you made me nervous.
Oh.
You made me nervous.
Do you ever perform live? Have you performed live anywhere?
I did before this whole COVID thing hit. When COVID hit, like, it kind of took everything back. A lot of things shut down, and as far as venues and stuff, social distancing. But I have an event coming up in October. That'll be the first time I perform this year in October.
Okay. Okay. And let's create, because we're all coming, Doc Honeycutt, DJ Sean, and myself, and Mr. Neely. We are all coming with TV and television stations. So I'm quite certain that there will be opportunities for you to perform there and monetize too.
Okay.
That's how we roll.
Okay.
That's how we roll around here. We do a business around here. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay.
So now tell me, what are some of the things that you might think that you could do, some adjustments that you could make? Like, you can't perform live, so what are some other adjustments you might could do to carry on in the meantime?
I'm going to start a YouTube page. I thought about that the other day. Me and my husband were talking about it. Since I can't go out and perform, I'll either do like a YouTube channel, and then maybe within like, let's see, the next day or so, do an hour at night on my live and just recite a few pieces on my live and see how that works. Just got to be creative and figure out how I will get my voice out again. But as far as performing, I like to perform, but the only reason why I did perform was to get my name out there. I like to be behind the scenes. I'm a writer. I love to write. And a lot of things that I do here on the radio or from some of these local artists, it's like, oh, man, I could have wrote something for that, or I could have wrote something to go to that, or I could have wrote a period, because it all sounds the same. I mean, everybody's not selling drugs. Everybody's not buying pistols. Everybody's not a ladies' man. It's just ridiculous.
So do you like, you know, like, do you ever take your work and go like, here, try this, have this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely would love to do that. Like, hey, can I write something for you? But you know, it's the male ego can definitely be something that's very, very sensitive. That's what I can say. I'll just speak to you guys on the phone.
All right.
But to have a woman write a song for you, and you're this hardcore gangster rapper, but so you say, and I'm like, well, hey, you know, I could write a piece for you. It's like, oh, I'm okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you got it then.
Okay, well, but there are many artists that a lot of their works and a lot of their greatest works were written by a songwriter, and not even a ghostwriter at that. So, you know, people need to, how can I say, share the wealth in arts. Mr. Neely, about 50% of the income that's made in the music industry is made from live performances. So, how are you seeing that affect or impact some of the artists that you know and work with, and how they're overcoming it?
It hasn't really affected them. Now that you have these Zooms and GoToMeetings and these platforms that allow you to do video, at the same time you can charge people to join in on the video, just like joining in on the concert. All it does is made real artists, real entertainers, and made them think outside the box.
Okay.
You know, it puts their skills to the test. You know, like the young lady online, she said she's going to do a YouTube page. That's thinking outside the box. You know, that's getting major exposure outside the box. Most people won't even think like that.
Yeah.
So,
what about this?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, then I'll ask my question.
No, it's all right. Go for it.
What happens to the roadies and the support people that go out on the road that may not be able to, you know, because a road crew is not going to be needed for a Zoom operation. What happens to
do, they're putting funding together to make sure everybody who's on the road with that artist is getting paid, you know, for being on the road. It's like your security blanket, you know. And you just have to show that you're bringing in revenue to show that they can take a chance with you and you're guaranteed to make it back. A lot of people are not getting it because their version of going on the road is going from your house to the corner store to the club around the corner.
you know. And it's sad, but it's true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the industry is going to change. By next year, you're going to see a lot of changes. People that don't know the industry is going to look at it as it being a bad choice. People that know the industry and been inside is going to look at the positivity on that.
Okay.
You know, because it's about using your mind and your common sense to think outside the box. You know, from when I started with Def Jam, my first year in Def Jam, my first month, I thought it was a joke.
Why?
Because I did. I'm already knowledgeable about music. And when I got signed to Def Jam in 2016, the first month, I told them it was a joke. And my boss was like, why are you not coming to work? Because I think it's a joke. What you mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, Def Jam's not a joke. I just thought somebody was pulling my leg.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to take a small break. Wait a minute. I'm going to take a small break, and then we'll come back, and we will talk about that. Hold on.
No dog, no life. No kids, no fun. I'm a jazz father. It's a jazz life. One horn, one man. Horns don't apologize. We all have our skeletons in the closet, son. Everyone who loves guns should own one. No dog, no life. I used to have a sexy housewife. A little knowledge can be a dangerous thing. It looks like Borat sunbathing. They say talent without grace invites darkness. Shit is scathing in its darkness. It's okay, we had a good run. Till you shot your girl and now you're done, son. I'm a child of the sun. No kids, no fun. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. There's no place else I'd rather be. Come sit by me, honey. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. A man with friends will never be a failure. From here to Australia. When I was a kid, you'd write me letters. They never failed to make the day go better. And now it's my turn to take the opportunity to tell you just how much you mean to me. I hope you had a childhood like I did, with hot sunny days and a cold warm blanket. One day you'll wish to be in love like me, with the tragedy and the things I see. It's kind of hard and it's unconditional to feel the love and it's not reciprocal. Try to get to the roots of the situation. They say that's way too much information. But I've always been a child of the sun. I never quit and left things undone. Maybe on this day you'll understand what it's like to behold this man. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. This is the foreplay. It'll never become passé. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. What do you do when there's no way out? Digging deeper. Just hold hands, walk the dog a while. No Harlem shake and a smile, it's not like Gangnam style. Any attempted resistance would be futile. You might have to change your tune. You're going up like an Egyptian hot air balloon. Seeking out high-value targets like pollution or gun control. It's disproportionate. And it's scary in the Amityville horror show. All worried about waste and the oil flow. Going together like horse and carriage. Pulling apart like a same-sex marriage. And all the time it's hurting like a hangover. I got lucky like a four-leaf clover. It ain't over till I say it's over. Get a dog named Rover, shit'll be a pushover. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. Love doesn't come in colors. You're either with us or against it. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. Once more into the fray I go. It'll be the last good fight that I'll ever know. It's like a Mexican with no tequila. Fox News rabble-rousing Tea Party spieler. Border Patrol is a conflagration with covering concealment for immigration. Drinking big gulps like it's super-duper. Kissing more motherfuckers than Anderson Cooper. Sending out troops like a Syrian opposition group. More to the more, to the loot, to the loot. They're going after it like they're getting paid extra. Read all about it like a wannabe gangster. It's going off like a milk alert. Sugar body like a squirter while I watch it twerk. Love is a side deal of guilty pleasure. Double penetration with a cheerful treasure. Count your soul, still black. Walking through hell, you can't backtrack. Necessity is the mother of invention. I got yellow fever long past redemption. Like a cruelty fee with the staring. I pay you and get no exemption. Once more into the fray I go. It'll be the last good fight that I'll ever know. I'm like a private defense contract. Another day, another disaster. No harm, no foul, they say, while marginalizing your ass in every way. Everyone who loves guns should own one. Shoot your girl like Pistorius, you're done, son. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. The size of the fight in the dog shed light. Submission, redemption, guaranteed tax exemption on this recession. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. I'm a jazz father. It's a jazz life. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. One horn, one man. Horns don't apologize. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. I'm a child of the sun. No kids, no fun. I like dogs and kids. I love dogs and kids. Good luck without grace invites darkness. Talent without grace.
Shout out to Mark Henderson. That was Dogs and Kids from the upcoming Jazz Father album. Well, Boss Lady J, it's just you and me. Mr. Neely got dropped off the line, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have cut him off. Maybe I should have let him finish, but I don't know. So, wow, I learned some pretty interesting tidbits today. How about you?
I did also. I'm learning and everything is new and I'm taking this. I think it's like year number two that I've taken this serious. I've been writing since 98, but 2018 I decided to really take it serious and perform and really, this is what I want to do. Quit sitting on your talent. You know, you have a voice, use it, utilize it. You have a message, get it out there. So I just decided, hey, why not go with it? So now year number two, I'm taking it seriously. I have a little following. Hopefully that continues to grow and expand. And I continue to grow and expand and just see what doors open from there.
I have some ideas kicking around in the back of my head. I'm going to hit you up about them too.
Okay. Well, I'm ready for them.
Stick around. Stick around, because you mess around, we'll put you to work.
Well, I'm ready for it.
And actually, one of the things that I specialize in doing is I specialize in helping others expand their brands, their businesses, their artistry. Mm-hmm. And I'm real good at creating opportunities for monetization, too. So that's something that we've just been focusing on in the last 2 years or so.
Okay.
So okay. I'm excited. I'm really, really excited when someone as talented as yourself comes along. I'm always intrigued by the whole creation process, because I can't figure out how do you go from you get this idea in your head and then you form that into a sound and a melody or words, right? A song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a poem, right? So how do you go from all of that shaping in your head to on paper, to other people taking it and expressing it, whether they're listening to it, nodding their heads, you know, or they're performing that. I mean, that whole process of how that transpires, it just fascinates me. I'm slobbering. And you were kind of modest tonight, so I thank you that I didn't have to take my clothes off tonight.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Yep. Before we go tonight, do you have another piece that you'd like to do for us tonight?
Sure. I definitely do. I'm always ready. He made me so nervous.
Yeah.
Michael Mills, he made me nervous, man. Oh, wow.
Oh,
but he did.
He's a big teddy bear, though. You know, he just I always get nervous around him too, so don't feel bad. You're not the only one.
Yeah, he made me really nervous. I didn't know what to say. Like, oh my God. Okay, well, I did this piece. Have a friend by the name of Cepeda Brunson. He's a dope black artist, and he just hit my inbox not a week, like 2 weeks ago, and said that he drew a strong black piece, and he just needed me to recite some strong black words to go to it. And I wrote a piece. There was really no title for it. I just sat down and wrote after he sent me that inbox. But this piece, I think I'm going to upload it to my blog. And then my blog is memoirsofaboss.wordpress.com. Let me take me a sip of water real quick. I am feared by many and stronger than most. I am he who dominates. I am power, strength and courage wrapped up in one. I am a walking God. I am the origin of man. I am peace. My scars are the story of those who tried to hunt, capture, torture, and abolish me, not realizing that I multiply with the growth of my feet. Shoulders strong enough to carry 6 men, and given my stature, that's why they try to continuously hunt our men. My skin so bold with features that stand out, I now understand what Marvin Gaye was singing about. The strength of John Henry, knowledge like Frederick, courage like Matt, and wisdom of Dick Gregory. Given that combination, there's no other race I'd rather be. The world has been thrown at me, and they try to chip away my soul. And it seems they have yet to open their eyes to see that my endurance is even stronger than bars made of gold. Now, as I get back to who I am, take this ride with me. Don't pity or feel shame for me. I am the hope and dream of the slave that came before me. I'm the descendant of man's move, that's why I'm royalty. With that being said, that's why they aim for me. Given my struggle, you would think at some point I would fall down on my knees and ask the Most High God, why me? But given all we have, as a people have endured, no other race can touch me or knock me down on my knees. Let me quit being so modest and let me quit being so humble. To sum it up, we as a people are too soft, therefore y'all can't fuck with me. So when I tell you who I am, never question me. But when I speak up for myself and my people, be careful not to threaten me. Because as karma would have it, your grandchildren now resemble me. Therefore, I am who you wish you could be. And again, I'm Boss Lady. Thank you for your time.
Ooh, not your grandchildren resemble me. That's not very nice. It's true, but
yes, ma'am.
So growing
yes,
up,
ma'am.
Let me ask you, growing up, did your family, teachers, your mom and parents, did they find that you had like a smart mouth or a smart attitude? And did they try to suppress that? Or were you? Was there anyone that got you, that understood you, and that encouraged you?
Yes. My brother, and I'm about to cry, I don't know why, but I do know why. But my brother, he passed in January. And I would always send him pieces. When he was my brother, I mean, he's not my blood brother. Him and my sister have been together since I was 13. And when I said that's my brother, that's my brother.
That's your brother.
Like, he looked out
that's
for
your
me.
Brother.
You know, that's my brother. He took me to school. He, you know, made sure I had lunch money. That's my brother. And so when he left in 2000, came back home 2014. But I would always send him pieces while he was locked up. He would say, you know, quit sitting on it. And he would take my work and he would share it on the prison yard. And so his buddies would say, hey, you know, tell your sister to quit sitting on it. And so when he was released, he would still say, hey, you know, quit sitting on this.
Yeah.
And before he died, he was able to come to a show and he kept saying, you know, quit sitting on this.
Yeah.
Quit sitting on this. You need to get this out. You know, you have a message. You're not talking about anything, you know, that we don't need to hear about. You need to quit sitting on this. And so you always had my back in that aspect because, like you said, I had a smart mouth. I had an attitude, but it wasn't that I was disrespectful. I knew that I was different.
Yeah.
I knew that I wasn't the typical girl who wanted a Barbie doll I was the girl who wanted to go burn a police car, or I wanted to go march. I wanted to go. I was different, but I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So they told me to suppress that. And the more they tried to get me to suppress it, the angrier I became, and the more I started to write to get my anger out, because I'm telling you, you know, I have a message, but this is, I don't know why I'm 14 years old, but this is what I'm talking about. I don't know why I feel like this as a kid. I don't know why I want to, you know, I don't know why. But the older I got, the more I realized, you know, this is who I am. This is my passion. This is my calling. And every girl is not meant to be in a Barbie house. I wanted to be.
Have you heard?
In a different
house.
Have
you heard about the Indigo Children?
Yes, I've heard a little bit about them. I want to research more on them. While my friends were worried about like Barbies and stuff like that, I was wondering about, you know, about Asada Shakur. Is she going to be able to come back to, you know, to the States without getting killed? You know, while my, you know, I'm thinking about stuff like that. I'm worried about, you know, is Muammar Jamal, is he going to get released from prison? You know, stuff like that as a child.
Yeah.
You know, Geronimo, like, I'm worried about when is he going to get out? Matulu, like, when is he going to get out? So it's just, I was a different kid. And now I'm grown now. I'm getting this message out.
Wow. Well, I'm thinking that I would like to invite you to be my co-host on Saturday nights on the Vibes Live exclusives. Would you like to do that for a while?
I definitely would.
Yes.
I definitely will.
All
right. I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, I think that'd be awesome. Well, it's thank you. Your gift, just like God says, your gifts make room for you. Okay? And so, and that's all that it is. And your voice, the things that you write and the things that you say, you know, the people need to see what it looks like.
Right.
Because you're not the only one that people look out and you're not understood. People look at their children and they don't understand their children. So what they don't understand, they suppress. They don't nurture, and that's why a lot of them end up growing up angry, because they feel like something is wrong with them. That's how you treat them, like basically, you know.
Right.
And they have a complex, and it's not easy for them to overcome all of that. And so I would like people to see what it looks like and come to an understanding and stop doing that to your kids, okay? Because I'm going to tell you what,
you know,
your kids can support you and the whole family, okay?
Right.
All right? Now, don't be none of them pageant moms. Don't force your kid and you know how some of them, they make them take ballet and make them do whatever. They make them sing because they're cute at it. No, but if your child has an affinity and a gifting in something, let that child be, okay? Because I promise you that what that child will develop, and don't let them go into the public school system. Homeschool them. Okay, homeschool them, support them, and support them in their gifting, because their gifting will turn around and support the whole family. You will be helping that child establish their legacy. That's how you do that. So,
and that's what I preach to my kids.
What say you, Boss Lady?
How many kids do you have?
I have four, but only three are living. I had a son to pass in 2015, but I have three living, 15, 13, three.
Okay. I'm sorry. Was that
very
your oldest?
Yeah. No. My middle boy, he passed in 2015. He would have been five this year, and then my youngest would be four this year, and then my older two are 15, and my daughter's about to be 13. So the older two are 2 years apart, and the younger two would have been a year apart.
You are a brave woman. I had two children, and they're lucky they're alive each day.
I'm sorry.
Can't deal with you. I can't deal with you.
Pray for me.
I'm not.
Send help.
I'm not.
I want to thank you so much. Tell everyone again where we can find you in social media.
You can find me. My blog is memoirsofaboss.wordpress.com. You can always find me on Instagram at DopeSoul84, as well as Facebook, Brittany Boss Lady Johnson, for all work, features, events, pages, birthday, bar mitzvahs, for all inquiries. You can email me at jpressllc@gmail.com. Again, you can email me, jpressllc@gmail.com. It is a fee to book me. Other than that, I'm thankful for the opportunity, Ms. Robin.
And Hilltop Radio Show on, Wednesdays?
Hilltop Radio Show every Wednesday.
Yes, and on Vice Live Exclusives on the Hilltop Radio Show on Saturday.
Every Saturday. I got to get used to it.
Listen, I got to get used to it, too. I'll be sitting there like, oh, my God, okay. And then it was my idea to have Saturdays over here, so. Wow. Thank you so much, Boss Lady J. Oh, and if you have any other writers or speakers or artists or interesting characters that you want to invite to the show. Because what we'll be doing is we'll be doing something just a little bit different from the Hilltop. We will play and spotlight artists and music, but we will be topic based.
Okay.
So, yeah, every week we'll have a topic, and for a while we're going to continue on with how COVID impacts the music business or the entertainment business, if you will. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we'll be back next week, y'all. Thanks so much for keeping the vibes live. See you next time.
See you next week.